This weekend, you'll see about half a dozen GOP presidential contenders take part in two televised debates here in New Hampshire. But the field of candidates is quite a bit larger. In fact, there are 30 Republicans and 14 Democrats in the New Hampshire primary ballot this year. David Mindich and his media and American politics students at St. Michael's College in Colchester, Vermont, have been profiling the lesser-known presidential hopefuls. Professor Mindich joins us now to talk about what they learned. Professor, welcome to All Things Considered.
Thanks for having me.
A number of the candidates say they're running to highlight an issue that they say isn't getting enough play among better-known hopefuls. Could you tell us about a few of these candidates and the causes they're trying to bring attention to?
The issues really widely range, like Andy Martin, who's a Republican who's a birther who believes that Obama wasn't born in the United States. Robert Greene, he's running also as a Republican, who believes that a nuclear power plant should use thorium instead of plutonium. We have Randall Terry, who's a known anti-abortion activist. And then we have just a series of people who are Democrats and Republicans who believe in lower taxes or cut in military or increased military or believe in a whole host of conspiracy theories. But a lot of these people really, you know, spend their lives trying to get this message out, some of whom, you know, have lost elections for Congress or even state representative, but then they find that this is a better way to get out the name out there to run for president.
Another, I guess you could call him a single-issue candidate, Vermin Supreme, is back on the ballot, and he's calling for mandatory toothbrushing.
Correct. And so one of the things that I asked my students to do is interview the candidate, a few of his friends, and then an outside expert. So for the Vermin Supreme profile, my students interviewed a dental hygienist. She was kind of split on the idea of compulsory toothbrushing.
I was struck by the two candidates on the Republican side, Bear Betzler and Kevin Rubash, who apparently decided, well, let's both run for president. Usually candidates don't encourage their friends to run against them.
Right. You know, it's funny. Some of these people have crossed paths. I think St. Anselm had a minor candidate debate about a week ago. If they have a campaign manager, it's often their spouse or kid or something like that, or a best friend. My students, when they were asked to interview a presidential candidate, for some of whom, it was their first call. And oftentimes the students had to get them off the phone because they didn't want to use up their cell phone minutes. I mean, it was really, they just wanted to talk on and on about their campaign.
After your students spend time researching these candidates, talking with them, looking into their ideas, do you find that they look at the whole field of candidates and the presidential primary process differently?
Yeah, that's a great question, Brady. I think that when we look at the entirety of the New Hampshire ballot, some people who are, you know, like Romney and Huntsman, who are clearly major candidates, some people who are conspiracy theorists or Vermin Supreme or people like that who are clearly minor candidates. And then we see some people who are really on the verge, you know, someone like Fred Karger, who was in politics for a while, or Romer, who's running now. The question of do they get political coverage is a really interesting one, and what does it take? Oftentimes it's a self-fulfilling prophecy where the media pays attention to you and then the media says you're a major candidate. What this website tries to do is look at the entirety of the race.
David Mindich is professor and chair of Media Studies, Journalism, and Digital Arts Department at St. Michael's College in Colchester, Vermont. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Brady.
You can find a link to the profiles Professor Mindich and his class created on those lesser-known candidates by visiting our website, nhpr.org.